This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to A Few Minutes with Truth with Jesse Dickinson.
Friends, I once read a story about a woman who found a basket on her doorstep. When she opened it, she found a pigeon. There was also a note telling her that unless she attached a certain sum of money to the pigeon's leg and released it, her house would be burned that night. The lady immediately informed the police of the matter, and they devised a plan to try to catch the culprits. They chartered a plane to follow the bird when it was released. They had tied a long, bright ribbon to the leg of the pigeon, and as the plane followed from the air, a police car followed the plane on the ground. Shortly, the pigeon flew down and into the loft of a barn. The pilot radioed the location to the police car. The policemen rushed to the location where they found two men frantically trying to remove the ribbon from the pigeon's leg. As the men were placed under arrest, they protested that the pigeon was not theirs and that it had simply flown into their barn. The police decided to test this story. They took the pigeon a long distance away and released it, and it came home. They did this a second time and a third time, and each time the pigeon came back to the same barn loft. And finally, the two men confessed their guilt. What a lesson that contains for us. We may do things wrong and feel that none will ever know of our actions. However, so very often sin has a way of catching up with us. No matter how hard we try to hide it, much of the time we will be discovered. Even if we are not found out in this life, the Lord knows, and will have a record of it at the judgment, if we have not had the blood of Christ to blot it out for us. Yes, sin is like that. It has a way of coming home. After the children of Israel had completed their wanderings in the wilderness and were ready to cross Jordan to possess the land of Canaan, some of the tribes wanted to gain their inheritance on the east side of the Jordan instead of on the west side. Moses would allow this only if they were willing to cross over, help the other tribes conquer their land, and then return to theirs. He laid down all the rules and then warned them, "But if ye will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out." Numbers chapter 32, verse 23. Friends, are you among those today who live in secret sins, thinking they can do so without being caught? There is no way. If all on earth fail to learn of your sin, God knows. Be assured that your sins will find you out. However, when we obey God's will, that is the gospel, we receive God's power to save. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. And our sins are thus forgiven and remembered no more against us. Do you need that forgiveness? If so, you need to believe, repent, confess Jesus to be the Son of God, and be baptized for the remission of your sins. As one already a Christian, has sin overtaken your life? If your answer is yes, then you need to confess those sins, repent, and pray to God for forgiveness. As you ponder your situation, remember this. God wants you to be saved. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4. And so do your brothers and sisters in Christ. We plead with you, come back home. Come back home before it is entirely and everlastingly too late. Our time is up. Until next time, may God bless you as you continue to study His divine will.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we encourage you to please share this program, to like it on social media. Thank you for being with us today.